At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
No DP, no J. I am Austin Orman. Been with you for the last half an hour or so, and I'll be with you for the next hour ahead of high school football. Got a good one for you tonight. Norris and Lincoln Northwest. Nick Sainert on the call. I'll give it to him in just about an hour. Pre-game before that one should start about 6:45 or 6:50. From UBT Stadium up at Lincoln Northwest. Beautiful, beautiful facility, beautiful campus, obviously. So make sure you stick around here on The Ticket for some local high school football action. No Jay on the call. I know you're used to the Nick Sainert and Jay Foreman show on these calls. But again, Jay is attending the banquet, the celebratory night for our own Terrell Farley going into the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame. Well-deserved honor. Glad Jay's getting the ability to do that. And of course, huge congratulations to Farley. I had warned Jay on his way out the door. I'd remind him not to one-up Farley. Jay's been there, done that before. He's got to act like it. It's Farley's night. Let's make it about him. Still want your final score predictions for Nebraska and Northern Iowa. We got one here from Shemaya B, who says 37-10, Nebraska gets it done. 37, I could be talked into. The hope is that 10's a little high. I think Nebraska's rushing defense is going to be stingy, is going to be solid. It's Northern Iowa's identity. They're going to pound it. They're going to stay after it. They're going to be consistent. But I think this is a game Nebraska can hold the Panthers single digits in, just like UTEP. I really, truly do think that. Wildly different philosophies from UTEP to Northern Iowa. But I think the Huskers can keep the Panthers under double digits as well. And then 8018 asks, who is going to be the commissioner of the Pac-12, the new Pac-12, right, with the additions? Right now, the answer, I believe, is Teresa Gold. Yeah, Teresa Gold. And she's been around the Pac-12 for a while. She got there in about 2018. Was an athletic director at some point before that, was a campus administrator, director of a couple things. But yeah, you'd still have to, you know, get the board of directors to vote and to fire her if you don't want her. And as of now, there are no plans to replace her. You know, she's been at least somewhat involved in these discussions to add the new teams. And with a couple days to think back on this very topic, Strick and I posted a Twitter poll, our show Twitter page on the block 937. Follow it on Twitter if you would, please. Make sure you don't miss anything that goes on with the show. Two questions. First of all, which is the best school that the Pac-12 poached from the Mountain West, at least, you know, for now? Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, and San Diego State. Runaway victory for San Diego State. 60% of the vote for the Aztecs. It's hard to argue with that. With the location, with the weather, a pretty good history of success, all things considered. Some in football, quite a bit recently in basketball, to be sure. Yeah, San Diego State's a good answer. The 20% answer was Boise State. Makes sense. Boise State's, I would still argue, probably the biggest name that the Pac-12 was able to pull out of the Mountain West. We know what Boise's done in football. And quietly, Leon Rice has built that into a really sneaky good basketball program. Looking to get back on the board, make it out of that first weekend, to be sure. But Boise's become a basketball school, too. They've got it kind of rolling there under Leon Rice. Colorado State and Fresno State each got 10% of the vote. Both have kind of had their moments. I would rank them, honestly, I would rank them San Diego State for the potential, Boise for the production, Fresno State, and then Colorado State. No offense to Colorado State, just not the same level of history as those schools or sustained success. But then which is your favorite that the Pac-12 poached from the Mountain West? And again, a runaway winner for San Diego State. I don't know what it is about the Aztecs, right, that has no Husker fans enjoying them. Maybe it's the red and the black color scheme. Who's to say? Not me. But hey, go Texas, fire up. Boise State and Colorado State each got a 16-17% of the vote there as well. Tim A V says 52-6, go big red. Tim A, you and I are much closer to the same neighborhood for our score predictions for Nebraska and Northern Iowa. At the end of On the Block, which was just a couple hours ago, I said 51-9 Nebraska. And I'm sticking to it. I think the Huskers can hold the Panthers out of the end zone, or their special teams are pretty shaky too. So maybe the Huskers end up, you know, blocking an extra point. They hook one, they shank one, whatever it is. I do see Nebraska holding Northern Iowa to single digits. That'll do it for Old School. Don't go anywhere. We got the Corner Three making its triumphant return after just a week off. We're looking at the Big East. We will go over the players, the Player of the Year candidates, impactful transfers in and out, some freshmen, key returners, and then some X-Factors, and then we'll go through the teams. Who are the threats to win the conference? Who's hanging out in the middle? And who is on their way down? That's all coming your way for the next hour or so, probably closer to 45 minutes before high school football live from UBT Stadium, Norris, and Lincoln Northwest. We'll take a quick break. I'm back with you for the Corner Three right after this.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.